This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a very bad curse word term used where people say cluster blank, okay? I'm not allowed to say the blank part of that two-word term. But when we look at what's been happening with Ebola, all you could think when you watch the news is this is one big cluster blank, right? Okay, and I hate to say that, and we're going to talk about that, but there is a lot of hope. I don't want anybody to panic. I think we're going to be handling this fine. And there was even just a little bit of good news with all this that I saw. So I have some good news to share with you about Ebola, but then we have a lot of the cluster blank stuff to talk about. So, okay, where do we start? Okay, well, as we know that the Ebola outbreak now has possibly affected 100 people. Thus far, 100 people have been exposed, okay, to Thomas Eric Duncan. None of them right now have tested positive for Ebola. Right now they're being monitored and watched. But right now Texas is checking 100 people for exposure. Thomas Eric Duncan, only 42 years old, is believed to have caught the disease in Liberia. He is the reason why there's all this hoopla, is he was the first one diagnosed officially in the United States, as opposed to being diagnosed in other countries and then brought to the United States for healing and for treatment. Now, thus far, there's been, I think, over 7,000 confirmed cases, all right, with Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea suffering the most. This gentleman was in Liberia. Now, where I was extremely concerned and frightened, okay, and this is what I was talking about on the news yesterday, is here was a man who got on a plane, took a United flight. I believe the United flight went to Brussels, and then it went to Dulles Airport, and then it went to Texas. Right now, I'm getting emailed. You know, okay, you know, if I was on the plane, what do I do? Who do I talk to? We're just gonna go over everything right now. All right. They also think that maybe that particular flight, that actual plane, might have even been in Chicago and used in Chicago. Obviously, not cleaned out, etc. Remember, he had no symptoms when he was on the plane. So Ebola is supposed to be different from the flu, they're saying. They're saying with Ebola, you're not supposed to be able to spread it until you're actually starting to have symptoms. So if you're asymptomatic, you're walking around, you've gotten on a plane, and you're feeling fine, and you're, you know, eating your peanuts and going, oh my gosh, there's no leg room, oh, this sucks, you know, like everybody else, you're supposedly, according to the CDC, not spreading it. As opposed to the flu or common cold, you're contagious a couple of days before you even have the symptoms. Now, yesterday I was skeptical about that information because I was saying, this guy wasn't, you know, running around, you know, Ebola patients. He wasn't, you know, holding an Ebola patient in his arm. Well, you know, dumb me, apparently he was. Apparently he did carry, when he was in Liberia, a convulsing pregnant woman trying to help get her to medical facilities. And this pregnant woman later died of the virus. And he had carried an infected woman. So he could have been in close contact, obviously, with the bodily fluids. You know, these people getting Ebola are those touching people with Ebola. Now, you would think that wash your hands. One of you had asked Dr. Dahlia, does hand washing help prevent Ebola? You can't go wrong with hand washing. Okay, nobody's tested how much hand washing you should do it by hand washing. I mean, you got to be singing happy birthday to you, the whole happy birthday to you with all the runs and, you know, the chorus and all that other stuff twice. Or the ABCs. You have to go through the whole ABCs twice. Not A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D. You have to do that twice with soap and water for a full hand washing. So, you know, if you see articles say, no, hand washing helps prevent disease. It does, but we're talking good hand washing, not half-ass hand washing. We're talking real good, juicy hand washing. Lots of soap, water, etc. And, you know, you scratch yourself a lot of times before you make it to the sink. So, the very, very slight, I don't want to call it good news, but I was very, very concerned that he was just, you know, going to, I don't know, he was just kind of vacationing or hanging out or whatever, and whoa, he got exposed to Ebola. No, he was actually in extremely close contact with an Ebola patient when he contracted it, which then can hopefully relieve us and reassure us for a little bit of time now that it's not airborne, okay? Because I was like, how did this guy just get it, walking around Liberia? Well, he wasn't walking around. He was helping. And bless him for trying to help. Unfortunately, the pregnant woman that he helped, her brother and three neighbors had died of the disease. So he had been exposed to at least four people, they say, prior to him getting on a plane. Now, again, a lot of concern. Okay, well, if it, you know, can hide in the system and incubate for about 21 days, then, you know, how do we know they're not contagious? How we would have to tell is you got to get a bunch of people that haven't had Ebola, that feel fine, okay, that were possibly exposed, and just start testing them, testing their saliva, testing their blood, testing their urine, testing their respiratory expulsions, that kind of thing. So, you know, they could study it. What they could do is they could take healthy people now walking around these areas afflicted with Ebola and test them and then see if they start to show signs. They could do that. It just is a costly test and they don't have time. Now, why don't they have time? Well, apparently we have a little bit of a cluster right now where the gentleman right now, Mr. Duncan, who has Ebola, okay, and is currently being treated, is not being treated with the drug that has already kind of been made famous, all right, in terms of being able to help fight Ebola. The ZMapp drug, which has shown promise, is not available. They're out. We have run out of ZMapp. We've only had our first case of Ebola. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $630.82 for a half ounce, or $315.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $630.82, and $315.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, these are just some of the questions I've been getting, and I'm going to try to answer everyone's questions as we can. And, of course, please feel free to call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have one here. My husband has been vomiting for 2 days. He has a fever. We called the health department, and they were of no help. What would you suggest we do? Go to the hospital. Another one, would you recommend not flying to Dallas? I'm supposed to fly out on Friday. Another one, why are we out of the only treatment for Ebola? Another email, the news said Ebola can mutate. Can you explain? Okay, so we're going to quickly get through as much of this as possible. But first, let me just finish telling you what's going on right now in the news. We have a woman in Honolulu, I think, or a man. There's somebody right now in an isolation unit in Hawaii that was showing possible symptoms of Ebola is currently undergoing testing in an isolation unit. This is being reported by KHON. According to Dr. Melissa Varey, deputy state epidemiologist, told the station, "We are early in the investigation of the patient, very, very early, who we're investigating that might have Ebola. It's very possible that they do, and they have Ebola. I think it's also more likely that they have another condition that presents with similar symptoms. So the patient could have flu, could have malaria, could have typhoid." They don't know. Right now, we in the media aren't too sure why they isolated them, except that there were, you know, they're in the preliminary stages of investigating the travel history. There were some symptoms that cautioned them, etc. So officials told KHON that the patient is being kept in a regular room at the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu. However, anybody that wants to enter the room has to be in protective gear. They did not want anybody in Honolulu freaking out. Luckily, Honolulu, nobody, you know, people don't freak out over there. Everybody's kind of cool. You know, bra. Everyone's just so, you know, relaxed. I love Honolulu. But, so while they're watching somebody in Honolulu, supposedly unrelated to what's going on in Texas, right now they think 100 people have been exposed to Thomas Eric Duncan, and including some children. Yesterday we were talking about 18 people they were concerned, but looks like as they did their secondary and tertiary screens of contacts, now they have about 100 people that they are currently watching. Some of these kids had gone to school, and school administrators, you know, are trying to calm parents down, but some parents have temporarily removed the students from 4 different Dallas schools. They say 5 students have possibly been in close contact with the Ebola patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, over the weekend. I believe it was his girlfriend's kids. Now, all right, so we were talking about you know, contagiousness and the possibility of him sitting on a plane and people on that United flight concerned that they could have been exposed. And, you know, like we said, right now they do not feel that it was exposed when there weren't any symptoms. So if you have kids that don't have, you know, any symptoms, and they, you know, were exposed to him, if this holds true, that you cannot spread Ebola when you don't have symptoms, then most likely everybody's fine. All right, hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, guys. We had an issue in the studio. All right, we were getting sound from inside. All right, so now when we look at these 100 people, what are they doing with them? Okay, well, we're hearing that the majority of them are told to stay home. All right, right now, 4 members of the family have been legally ordered to stay home as a precaution. Okay, and violating the order would result in criminal charges. Now, the other 100 people, from what I understand, they're watching. I'm not sure if they're being confined to the house, if they're legally being confined, if they're just urging them, look, call us if you have any symptoms. You know, but we know at least the 4 immediate family members that they were in contact with were told to hold and stay. Parents and students were told yesterday that which schools had been affected a day after the public was informed. So now you have some parents freaking out. They've been interviewing them, etc. And I can understand. I wouldn't be scared. If somebody told me there was somebody at my kid's school that had Ebola, yeah, I would be freaked out. But I understand enough about the disease, and, you know, I think we've trained all of you guys on how to look for symptoms, you know, talk to your kid's doctor, of course, and let them, you know, for any of you in Dallas, just say, you know, look, okay, you know, my kid went to that school, what do you want me to do? Now, I talked to my local health department yesterday on how I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, how we are prepared, et cetera. They have the algorithm, and they said, you know, look, you know, we're coming into flu season, which is something I brought up to them. You know, what do? Is people are coming in with spiking high fevers. Luckily, we're still a little bit too early with that. But again, they said the big key is very close contact with an Ebola patient. So right now, no one's worried about airborne, etc. One of you had asked about Ebola mutating. We've talked about this on the show before. However, UN's Ebola chief is warning that the disease may mutate in a report just now published. They say Ebola could become airborne and mutate. This is according to Anthony Banbury. All right. He said that the longer Ebola virus exists, the more chance it has to mutate and spread via the air. Now, one of you had asked me yesterday or the day before, can I really explain what this whole mutation thing is? What does it mean when a virus mutates? Well, remember, viruses replicate, and they make progeny. They infect a cell. They program that cell to make more viruses to replicate. Now, the RNA, DNA, the nucleus that has the genetic information will not always replicate at 100%. So when things start to replicate and they start to make, you know, baby viruses, there's a chance that if the RNA that gets past the genetic material changes just a little bit and that new virus survives, then that virus is going to make progeny with that type of DNA. Can it ever switch back? Yeah, supposedly. Could it just die because that new genetic material is not good enough for it to be alive still? Yeah, absolutely. Mutations happen all the time. Some of your cells die off. Sometimes they don't. So, genetic mutations happen. You just want to, you know, hope that it doesn't mutate to a point. And it would have to mutate a lot. All right, to get to a point where it could be just out there on an open surface, okay, even though we know it could live on an open surface for a little while, but it could sit there and live for a lot longer. Or it could be in the respiratory tree, very comfortable with your respiratory tree, you're able to sneeze, cough, etc. So basically, it's the genetic transition and the passing on of genetic material from virus daddy to virus baby, or virus mommy to virus baby. And if there's any slight change, that could happen there. Okay? Mutations happen all the time. We combine when, mommies and daddies and humans get together, our genetic material mixes, etc. All right? Sometimes there could be a very serious mutation or translocation of a gene. Sometimes things blend. Sometimes it can make blue eyes or brown eyes, etc., depending on the traits you have. So it's not uncommon, obviously, for there not to be 100% replication. But for it to mutate to that degree, the longer it's out there and the longer it's making babies and the longer there's more hosts, yeah, the more of an issue right now. All right? So does the UN need to scare us about this mutation thing? Well, the problem is not a lot of us are taking this seriously. All right, people have been thinking it's a bunch of media hype. So if it wasn't for somebody, outside America going, look, guys, you got to look at this, you got to listen to this, right? But, in America, we always do things as, all right, yeah, there's bad guys there. Yeah, there's bad guys. Also, something happens like, ah, and then we're all running around and screaming, kind of like Godzilla movies. All right, unfortunately, that's just how we do things here in the States. And then you got people like me going, guys, can we kind of keep an eye on this? So what, one of you had asked what about the health department, what's going on in particular states, how are they preparing? Contact your health department. The health department also has websites, and most of them will have a spot talking about Ebola and what they know. All right, and they'll review symptoms with you. They'll review what to do if you think you have it. I'm urging doctors that if they do have a patient that has any sort of high fever, exposure to Ebola, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, rashes, possible internal bleeding, bleeding from the stool, bleeding from any orifices, etc., to immediately contact the hospital and immediately contact the health department. Okay? And make sure that that patient gets sent to isolation. Make sure the ambulance crew understands that this could be possible Ebola, and tell the notify the health department. Will there be a lot of false scares? We already had a couple. Wasn't there one in New Mexico and one, I think, in Northern California, like, oh, possible Ebola, whatever. Looks like some people have their acts together. One of you had asked about the hospital. How did the hospital drop the ball? I don't want to say the hospital dropped the ball. Okay, if it's hot in Dallas, you got somebody that was having nausea, vomiting, and some fever. Patient walks in saying, I had the stomach flu or whatever. I think I ate something bad. You're not going to typically think Ebola. Now everybody is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also connect by ConnectPal. ConnectPal is great because there's a way where you could get one-on-one time with me, as well as exclusive content, which will start to kind of help. Because I've been, I've been very, very grateful for all the emails and questions I get and all the advice I could give. But the show has grown to the point right now where I need to start to kind of organize it and compartmentalize. And we are now trying to channel all emails through our subscription service. However, I am, always available on my website. It's going to take a little bit longer to try to get a hold of me, because it's been overwhelming. All right, somebody wants to know, why are we out of ZMAP already? We've only had our first Ebola case. One of you had asked about the latest Ebola treatments besides ZMAP. How do they work? Let's really quickly review. Okay, so, yes, we've had our first Ebola patient in Dallas, and he's not going to be given the experimental drug ZMAP because they're out. They've run out. Now, keep in mind, okay, there were only a few doses to begin with, and they used them on, remember, Kent Bradley and Miss Wrightball, who had been, who had come in from Africa affected. So we used it on that, them, okay? I don't know of any other Americans that were treated. Makes you kind of wonder, wait a second, guys. They're out. Were there some other Ebola patients that didn't kind of get through to the news? So we have more Ebola here than we think. I want the whole conspiracy theories kind of kept at a hold, everybody, at a minimum. Okay, we don't want to start panicking everybody. And probably ZMAP, the company out of San Diego, probably shipped some of their doses to Africa. All right, so maybe it's just that simple, okay? What's not simple is the drug and how it is, to, easy to be made. It isn't, okay? It has three man-made antibodies that have to be grown in tobacco leaves, and it takes months to produce, according to TheGuardian.com. So we have to wait for these tobacco plants. Remember I told you tobacco may be the hero of this? No, Dr. Dahlia, I thought we put all the tobacco companies out of business, with all the anti-smoking ads. Bravo. Listen, I'm not a fan of smoking either, but I never wanted anybody to go out of business by any means, okay? Tobacco plants are cheap, and they grow pretty quickly, a lot quicker than cell cultures do. So we do not have ZMAP. It performed well anymore right now. They're making it. ZMAP performed well in animal trials. Apparently, 100% of the monkeys given the drug, it worked. Okay? And I want to apologize. Brantley, however, was given plasma from foreigners who had survived Ebola. So he was given direct antibodies. Now, these antibodies that you need to form may take a while when you get a vaccine. The reason why we do a vaccine is we want you to be able to form antibodies to fight against a virus or fight against a disease. So we inject something that will stimulate your immune system. Other options is to actually give you antibodies themselves. We can either wait for you to make antibodies by vaccinating you, or if you're currently sick, just give you the guys on antibodies quickly. And that's what they did with Dr. Kent Bradley and I believe Wrightball as well. What stinks is we're seeing articles that are differing from the initial information that we got, and so it's been a little bit confusing, so I want to apologize. Now, they say that the ZMAP was not the one now used on those aid workers that we brought here to the States, that they only tested it on monkeys. So for those people going, oh, no, there's no more ZMAP, well, okay, what they need to do is give him the current Mr. Duncan the antibodies that they already have. Okay, that's what Brantley did. Brantley got plasma that already contained the antibodies, and it worked. Okay, so right now, we're kind of hoping that the media kind of gets their story straight. We're also seeing, sporadic numbers on who actually have died, who has been exposed to the virus. But what I would suggest right now, okay, is just, stay calm, No vaccines available right now. It's not like you could go and buy some ZMAP or buy some Ebola treatment. So all you could do is make sure you know where to go and what to do with it. Now, I was being asked by the media yesterday, what about testing kits? Are doctors able to test? Right? Who has testing kits or doctors testing? No, there are no easily accessible testing kits. Right now, the health department contacts the CDC, and they test. They'll either come to the site, etc. So they're the ones that are testing. Now, one of you had asked, well, that makes no sense. Why don't the doctors have testing kits in the office? Well, to me, it makes sense because think about it. If we don't have vaccines available, we don't have enough treatments available, do you think they're going to even want us doctors to be testing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, right, without anything to treat with? You know, I mean, maybe there are the test kits, but what? How do we approach this in the medical community? How do you approach it as a patient? Again, I'm not saying they're keeping stuff from us, but number one is they probably haven't made a bunch of test kits yet. If they haven't made enough of the medicine, they haven't made enough of the vaccine. I sincerely doubt that in the last 40 years somebody has been making test kits also. So we're probably low on test kits too. That's what I'm thinking. All right. And then number two is even if they have the test kits, what? They're going to have them at Dr. Dahlia's office, Dr. Smith's office, Dr. Jones' office. They're going to have them all over. Now you have all these people saying, I want Ebola testing, I have a fever, I want Ebola testing, and now you have some false positives. Now you have a bunch of false positives. Where do you send the false positives to? Well, he tested positive. So now you have to start isolating. Then we find out there's false positives. This could be an absolute mess. Now, somebody in the media also asked me, why aren't we being notified as patients in these cities which hospital to go to if there's Ebola? Well, first of all, if you are the hospital, okay, that gets named to be the go-to place for Ebola, what do you think that's going to do to business, right? If there's, I don't know, St. Smith's Presbyterian or whatever, right, and the media goes, all right, everybody go to St. Smith. If you think you have Ebola, and they're like, wait a second, hold the phone here. All right, wait a second, yeah, but there's no Ebola yet. Just everybody calm down. We still need patients. We still need, you know, to make income to keep our doors open. That's going to already hurt. That's already gonna hurt business as it is. Okay. Then let's say we don't have any hospitals volunteering. Oh yeah, come here. Okay. So people are being told, okay, just go to your urgent care. You really want people with Ebola running around the place going to different urgent cares? All right. Your job as a patient, my job as a doctor, is to keep up to date on what the current health department recommendations are. If you don't like the current health department recommendations, you may not be the only one. Okay, all right, you know, but again, we're just looking at the Dallas cases. You know, it's one case. Yeah, they're watching 100 people. Yeah, we're watching, I think they were testing the second person in Dallas as of yesterday. We're supposed to getting confirmatory tests on that soon. They're testing somebody in Honolulu. They're, you know, we're doing the best we can. The U.S. is a big country. But if somebody around you is sick, stay away from them. Now, what about people hiding the fact that they're sick? All right, one of you had written me yesterday, my coworkers that don't have sick leave are going to come to work sick. What do I do? Well, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to be coming into flu season. People come to work sick. People come with the flu because they don't have sick leave and they need to pay their bills. That's why we need to figure this stuff out. Don't go away. We're going to hit medical news when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show, and check us out on Connect pow. Okay. Another virus that is creeping up and thus far killing more Americans than Ebola is this respiratory virus. 42 states and the District of Columbia now have a total of 500 confirmed cases of this enterovirus D68 that has been pretty severe, has been infecting children since the summer, and already four people have died within the last few weeks. We don't know what is going on or why this virus is killing, but we're also hearing cases of paralysis. Now, health officials are trying to determine if the virus is associated with these cases of muscle weakness, paralysis that have struck 10 children in the Denver area. We think they're related, but we still haven't been able to 100% confirm. Other cases of muscle weakness or paralysis, kind of like a polio-type symptom, have been reported in Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, according to the New York Times. Now, if the enterovirus D68 is causing this, all right, they need to figure this out pretty quickly because 500 people already have been confirmed with this enterovirus D68, yet we already have up into the teens of people having this paralysis. Four children have died, among a 10-year-old Rhode Island girl who died last week after she became infected with the virus and bacteria. She also had Staph aureus. Now, Staph aureus, that big, nasty staph that nobody wants to get, they say was the official cause of her death. And this was a very rare combination of her having enterovirus D68 plus this Staph aureus. All right? Enterovirus D68. These enteroviruses, they're usually just supposed to cause a little bit of a nose. You know, enteroviruses, coronaviruses, adenoviruses, these are cold viruses that we've been dealing with for decades. Usually no big deal. We get a cold, it goes away. We tell everybody to not prescribe antibiotics for these little colds. Most people, you know, get through these colds fine. However, a lot of these prior viral illnesses that we have thus been vaccinated for, like polio, etc., would start out with a typical cold and then all of a sudden cause paralysis. So we wonder if this is more of a polio-like virus. Maybe there's a new virus out there that just hasn't been identified or typed that could be causing this. Maybe it's polio making a comeback. We don't know. But this one girl that died in Rhode Island had Staph aureus plus this enterovirus. I don't know which came first, but obviously when you're sick with one, you know, you could very easily get sick with another. Now, the bacteria obviously went throughout her body, causing sepsis, and then causing drops of blood pressure, etc. And unfortunately, she had virus plus that. Now, according to the CDC, 42 states have confirmed cases of this. So just reading them off, Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Now, last week, there were about, 20 states affected, so I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see this in all the states. Now, the first cases were diagnosed in August in the Midwestern and Western states, but they're saying this enterovirus could be, obviously, spread a lot more easily now that kids are back to school. Now, how many people usually get enteroviruses or these types of regular enterovirus-type colds? About 10 million to 15 million people a year. All right? This particular enterovirus, we're hoping, is a little bit more rare, but we're already seeing people in 42 states have it. It's also a lot more difficult to track. Now, one of you had asked me, as we're looking at this Ebola thing, what's your best way to prevent Ebola? Well, same thing with the enterovirus or Ebola or any sort of virus. You want to wash your hands with soap and water at least 20 seconds. Count the ABCs twice or happy birthday to you twice. Avoid contact with people who are sick. Really, really difficult when kids are coughing and sneezing in school. All right. Most likely the cold your child gets is just going to be a simple cold. So I don't want you keeping kids out of school. But then you also may want to, you know, stop for a second and get that flu shot. Okay. My kids, they just received their flu shots because they're mad about it. Going, why are we doing this? This won't protect us against Ebola. And we're like, you know, Ebola isn't the only disease out there, people. Okay. Also, it would be nice for you not to have the flu, if just in case Ebola does start to come our way. in the ensuing months. Here you are, aren't in bed, sick with the flu, and now you're in the hospital. Okay, now you're in an area where people are coming in and out that are sick, and now you're going to be more predisposed to getting sick. I told you guys that I was really dead serious about that. I want you guys having a little bit of an isolation plan or a sick plan, okay, so you don't have to go to the hospital. You can be walled up, all right? Don't let other family members see. I'm not saying don't go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. What I'm saying is when a family member gets sick, all right, everybody's still cuddling on the couch and doing kisses. Oh, well, we're all going to get sick anyway. No. Right? Isolate the kid, okay? You can wear a mask. Bring the kid their food. You can still give them huggies and stuff like that. Make sure you're washing your hands, etc. All right, but let's try not to spread these colds throughout the family like wildfire. Can we just do that? All right. Michael wants to know, what is the safest painkiller? With all this news on painkillers out there, what is the safest painkiller? Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, well, Tylenol. I mean, acetaminophen, you're right. It's probably safer than a lot of narcotics. You're right, but be careful if you have liver issues. Okay, be careful if you drink. It's not 100% safe. Right now, I think there's about 450 deaths each year due to Tylenol overdose. Now, some of you are like, well, how do you know if you're overdosing? We don't want you taking more than 4,000 milligrams of acetaminophen or 4 grams a day. Keep it below that. Some of you are like, I'm not going to take 4,000 milligrams. Hold the phone. Okay, some of your Tylenols are 500 milligrams, right? So they say take 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours. Okay, so you take 2 at 6 a.m. You're already up at 1,000. Before 6:05 a.m., you're already up at 1,000. Then headache comes, you're having some pain, 10, 11, you take another 2. Take another 2 at 2. Take another couple at 6. Now you're ready to go to bed. You've already taken 4,000 milligrams of Tylenol. Think about it. Be careful. No, but I wasn't taking Tylenol. I was also taking my Lortab, Dr. Dahlia. Lortab has 500 milligrams of Tylenol, too. Now you're popping Lortab plus that. Oh, but I also had some cough and cold medicine that had acetaminophen. You see? This stuff adds up. Watch for it. Oh, but then I took a Tylenol PM. I took a sleep aid. That has Tylenol, too. A lot of things have acetaminophen or Tylenol in them. So you want to watch that. Then somebody said, well, then you know what? Fine. Okay, I'll leave the town alone, and I'll go straight for the ibuprofen. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, maybe it's not as bad on the liver. It still could affect the liver, but it could also affect the kidneys. It could cause GI bleed, cause upset, could also bother the heart long term. Well, then let me just take the narcotic. You know, we don't want you taking narcotics, but we've talked about this, and we're going to talk about it again. You know, all this talk about doctors are putting people on narcotics and they're doing wrong and these doctors are idiots that they're doing that. Well, if one of my patients says that one narcotic pill will take the place of them taking 4 Tylenols, 2,000 grams of acetaminophen, and 1,000 milligrams of Naprosyn, and it doesn't seem to hurt their kidneys, we may prescribe that Vicodin for them. All right. The reason why a lot of us are prescribing these narcotics, not only is for pain, is because they are the lesser of many evils. Now, I'm not saying we want everybody on narcotics, but when you have a population where they are popping Tylenol and Motrin and Naprosyn and these medications, ibuprofen, all the time, all day long. And now I have a patient in front of me starting to go into renal failure, but they're in pain. I got to take them off of something and give them something for pain. And that's sometimes where it starts. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.